This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The latest meeting of the Council of Cardinals, Pope Francis's closest advisers, ended on Tuesday. During their meeting, the cardinals discussed the theme of synodality and Pope Francis's call at last year's Synod of Bishops for the Church to move towards a healthy decentralization. The other main item on the agenda was a discussion and approval of the cardinals' final proposals concerning the two new dicasteries that had been set up within the Roman Curia. Often called the G9, the Council of Cardinals is a group of cardinals chosen by the Pope to advise him on governing the Church and reforming the Roman Curia. It meets at regular intervals, and Pope Francis attended all three sessions of the latest meeting. At a briefing afterwards, Father Federico Lombardi, the director of the Holy See's press office, summarised the main issues discussed. He said the first session of the G9 discussed the issues raised during the Pope's keynote speech at the Synod of Bishops last year. This speech reflected on the theme of synodality within the Church and spoke of the need to proceed towards a healthy decentralisation. And Father Lombardi said this call by the Pope remains an important reference point for the ongoing work of reforming the Curia. The next item on the G9's agenda was the reading and the approval of the Cardinals' final proposals concerning the two new dicasteries that have been set up as part of the ongoing reforms of the Curia. The two new dicasteries are Laity, Family and Life, and Justice, Peace and Migration. And the Cardinals' proposals were approved and then handed over to the Pope, who will take the final decision. Father Lombardi said the C9 cardinals are still in the throes of discussing planned reforms for two other dicasteries, the Secretariat of State and the Congregation for Divine Worship. He defined this as still a work in progress. Turning next to the work of the Commission for the Protection of Minors, Father Lombardi said the Commission's head, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, gave an update on the Commission's activities and the proposals he has put forward for the safeguarding of children. Cardinal O'Malley said questions of a juridical and disciplinary nature will be the object of further studies by experts in this field. As is normal, Cardinal George Pell, prefect of the new Secretariat for the Economy, updated the cardinals on the reforms being carried out concerning the economic affairs of the Holy See and the Roman Curia. In conclusion, the G9 cardinals received documentation on the so-called Vade Mecum, or reference manual, drawn up by the Tribunal of the Roman Rota for putting into practice the reforms of the canonical process concerning the validity of marriages. I'm Susie Hodges.